Ladies and gentlemen, and particularly children, welcome. I'm thrilled to see so many of you here this afternoon, and sincerely hope that when I've told you about the classes and the method, many of you children will want to begin as soon as you can. As you are aware, we at this school teach the violin through the system made famous by Dr. Suzuki. It's a system based on a belief that there is no such thing as inborn talent, but that instead, every child is capable of becoming an accomplished violinist and musician. Dr. Suzuki believes that talent is a matter of training, and training from as early an age as possible. A little later, you'll actually hear some of our 5- and 6-year-olds playing for you. I think you'll be more than a little surprised. It dawned on Dr. Suzuki many years ago that children everywhere learn to speak by the most natural and instinctive of methods, namely by listening to others, listening to the same words and expressions over and over again, all day, every day from birth, until they begin to acquire and use the language themselves. He reasoned that by applying this natural learning method to other subjects, any child's potential could be developed to a high standard of ability. And he began by applying it to learning to play the violin, an instrument at which he himself is a master. But enough of the history lesson. You want to know what we do. Very young children begin by joining in games in which they are given toy violins and sticks for bows. What is important here is that they learn the correct violin playing posture and are also taught the basic etiquette of the stage. They then continue, both in group and individual sessions, to play simple pieces by constantly listening and repeating. A word of warning for you all, children and parents. You can't go into this half-heartedly, I'm afraid. We are absolutely convinced that Dr. Suzuki's method works, and that children acquire immense enjoyment out of learning to play. But they must persevere at all times. And you parents must do all you can to help. I feel that I've said enough for the moment, so I'll pause to allow you to ask me any questions you may have about what I've said so far.